Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
That's right. That's my little baby telling me that this is Cal Nez himself, and that's true. Sorry, I am running behind today, so... But I am on, and I hope that you guys are listening. I do apologize in case you got on the air and realized that I was not here, was not on air, but I am now. So, but it is archived, and I hope that you guys all had wanted to listen to it. But you are welcome to still call in. Tonight's conversation is... online, which is on Facebook, and I did the calendar, I did notices everywhere, both on Facebook and various Facebook group pages. So, Raymond, New Mexico, and then also Manuelito, Gallup, New Mexico. I guess in a shadow it's now zero to the dodo to us in the house. Boarding school, lay bunk bed, she are pinota, nankitil jar or kinankitil kit only, lunchroom, hash, ada ita, out of school, out of the ultravicato, she playtime, no, I don't, not it, all of this routine structure was how we lived at the boarding schools. Quite a very interesting, reminiscent time for me. I basically went back to the Navajo Nation with all Adahashi Katiya Ako, she, The LDS Indian Placement Program. E ada hot o chenale de a hot o shahada sti lago e are shido shde do liya do shna aso de de are pada liya ro de kushi sa asho sti do do to asho sti de hot o e are sta in ka e ara shi a intent je fuck ara o stand o e kore hot o Salt Lake City, donde kuchu Brigham City, kuchu ada nada ostha. E hot o even na e kude hot o e shi na e di shi lo. O a sad lan hot o e di kuchu shi ni shika e je lo. Ani di ya sa foster parents. De Glendale community right here in Salt Lake City, Utah. A ad ho to shama but the snow a carlita so from the yo ho to quest Salt Lake City yaha da ato I was just a young man. I had graduated from high school yet, and so during that time I had the foster parents, Keith and Carlita Hilton from the Glendale area. And it was a very, very, very interesting time that I was able to be here and really learn the downtown area. Otto family was yo, Seho, Steve. My two foster parents were able to sacrifice, and we understood. They understood the reasons why that I was here. And a lot of people wonder, you know what, was this a wonderful program? Was it a wonderful thing that the Indian Placement Program was established by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Well, you know what? Everything has their purpose, and it served their purpose. All I can say is I can speak only on my behalf, and that is the gratitude that I felt when I came on the Indian Placement Program, and the gratitude that I still feel to the because I see a person that is now old and gray, and I call her mom, and I lost my dad, a foster dad, about 2 years ago, and she's been by herself, and there was just some unspoken conversation, unspoken things that you have with your parents or foster parents, like that was there, and it's just wonderful. So when you think about life out in all the Navajos, whether you're on the Navajo Nation or off the Navajo Nation for whatever reason, there is a thing that happened to our culture that has really made us grow up in a different sense, and however that evolution of our growth, the evolution of where we're going to end up at and how we take that and use that for our experience, it's going to be up to us. But I believe that everything has a purpose. And so tonight, with a very I don't know how to explain it. You see me exploring the past. And I think that it only makes me aware that, you know, we're all human beings. And whether you call Salt Lake City, Los Angeles, Denver, Colorado, Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, Washington, D.C., anywhere that you are as a Navajo person, there is a trail of memory that you go through. And a lot of that is a very, very powerful enlightenment for a lot of us. And I understand you. I understand what it means to live two cultures and love both sides equally, because I certainly do. And I'm still to this day grateful for the fact that my grandparents were able to share me with another culture, and how that the intense relationship that you can develop with somebody where culture and color of skin really doesn't matter. So, Zonia, anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. And I share that with you to allow you to reminisce and think on this Sunday night that life is more than just a time and a place, but really it's about a purpose of life and how are you going to take that and what life gives to you, that you can use that to your advantage, and that you will end up to what you and your whoever raised you, what the hopes that they wanted to give you. In my case, it was my grandparents. And so I said, Lana, Johnia, Oyvon, Sukhay, Sordi. I don't even need Nasha with all the Nature Latos. Sahuyani to Latos, Naja Lay, Adoe, a cheat that you lay with all. Adoe, Hatuido, Oyat, Adahash, Nada. Do even need Nasha Hatolino between Nasha D in our lady to Gasa. Ado inabi, a chicken. Straight out, yeah. Ako ebini na shishan na ni at na neta nisa. Ato ako ni nisa nisa. Eshe huto jo e tibini na shun nisa hashin. Kuron hi se chen shato le. Ako hashin zar huto ni hikar na ti. Kuro ye go dahte. Ye go dahte. Shikero shin na. Kala ti khaysun hato. Geest to aarde hoe snel beest om nog het oog haar ziet is in de wereld. Kon je beschadigd zien, jeet oon, jeet oon, en mag gaan dat 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 heeft. Dan vind ik staan niet het oog. Aar dan niet bij die nou het jeet oon, sorry. Aar je dat ook niet. Dan ne, het dat het is ne, het oog te bakken niet in de wereld. So, I guess it's better to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. No matter what happens, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, or physically. So there are responsibilities. So, hey, I was 8 on the Shahasinko, but any Cal Nazi, who's a politician on the Navajo Nation, and there are some of those listeners that are calling in. And so I need to kind of get that out of the way so you guys can all understand the mindset of where I typically come from, or meaning what my approach is to the things that I talk about. And it's very philosophical approach to life and topics on the Navajo Nation. And so when I talk about the politics, you know what, if you interpret it as a means that I'm sitting here criticizing somebody, well, you're misunderstanding my purpose. If you think I'm bringing down somebody, well, you're misunderstanding my purpose. If you think I'm just sitting here trying to hurt somebody, well, you're misunderstanding my purpose. What it is that the reason why is that some areas that we as Navajo people or as Native Americans in general, from Canada through the United States all the way down to south tip of South America, there's indigenous people. And one day I truly believe that we will be articulate and be trusting enough to be united, to be able to reach out and to utilize each other's strength and to be able to assist and recognize the weaknesses that we each have and be able to help one another. Until then, are we going to rise as a nation? Well, the other cultures, if you look at it, it's taken the African Americans how many years from total domination by another culture, from slavery to this day. And do you think they did it to get where they're at, to get a president? They have a president. Now, do you think that happened because they were being divisive? No. Were they? No, they did it because no matter what they differed on in terms of their philosophy, their interpretation of life, politics, what have you, they didn't have a country or a land that they could call their own. But they wanted a place, they wanted America to give them an opportunity to be able to be treated equally. So they in some case, majority of the time, Dr. Martin Luther King, he took it to the point where he said, you know what, we're going to do it with peace and love. And look at where they're at now. So when I talk about my or your or ours, the Navajo Nation government, I do it from the standpoint that all of us need to look and be aware of totally the 100% happening, the understanding, 100% understanding of what's going on today, the here, the right now. And when we can look at and laugh at ourselves and be able to look at what our weaknesses are and take those weaknesses as means for us to look at ourselves individually, community, chapters, agencies, the entire Navajo Nation. Until we begin to do that, that we say, hey, you know what, no matter how perfect that we think that we are, really we're still just human. And because of human, being human is what really gives us being fallible. There's nothing wrong with being that. And had we gone down that road, there's always hope. And that's what I mean by when I talk about the Navajo Nation government. There's a lot of things that are going to be, that needs to be improved. But we are such a young government that we're so new to this politics stuff that we're stumbling and we don't know how to engage in debate. We don't know how to engage in criticizing and then working together after things have done. That's going to take some time, but it shouldn't stop us from jumping on this discussion like this Navajo talk radio that you're listening to right now. And I want it to be a growth period. I want it to be a place of looking at and saying, well, yeah, you're right. Or I disagree with you. And it's okay We might even get to the point where we might agree to disagree. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that shouldn't make us enemies. If you look at what happened in 1989, had we all understood that, hey, you know what, this is not anything that should cause us to fight with one another, but as a means to grow and as a means to start, as a means to look at who we are as a nation, that, you know what, that person over there misunderstands us or doesn't get what we're trying to say here. And so it's a lot of very interesting scenarios, and these are the things that each and every one of you, you know, we all need to work on, and we are going to get there, and we might not be perfect at it, but we're going to get there. Tonight's topic is about the Navajo Nation government, and also the Navajo Nation referendum. Yeah, we're going to talk about the referendum again, and we're going to continue to talk about Navajo Nation government. And several years might pass, and you know what? Because we'll be talking about language at some point again. We might go to the other extreme to say that we're not going to talk our Navajo language, and we're going to change things. And whatever the dynamics of that is, you know what? Everything goes in cycles. And we'll probably be talking about language again in the next political cycle. So whichever way that you, we, me, everybody, how we vote, which direction that we're going to go, whether we were for it or against it, you know, the bottom line is that we need to talk about it now. We talked about it back then, and we'll talk about it in the future. So that's why I'm talking about the fluency referendum. The other one that's on the topic tonight is the new administration. How do you think it's going? Some new appointments. You know, there's all sorts of stuff that are new that are happening in the president's office, and also over at the legislative. How do you think your council delegate is doing? And do you think they're doing the right thing? Or are they learning? Maybe the problem is not really them. Maybe the problem is us over here, that we might not fully understand politics. So you know, those are some of the things that we need to be very careful with while we talk about this. So anyway, yeah, Sunday night. Wow, this is really kind of cool. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be right back after the break. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez and Navajo Talk Radio. Stay with us. Hey. Hey, Lana, I don't know. Those Navajo singers, boy, I tell you, they're absolutely just, I mean, I love them. I hope that you guys have at least learned the lyrics now of the show, or I mean of the song, because I've been playing that song as a lead off, and then I've got several songs, but I just, those that are about the most authentic and the most genuine of all the albums. I mean, this goes back to what, 1950s, when this song, when this group was originally brought on the scene. Bonnie, I think that was his last name. So he had a group, and how they enticed him to go into a recording studio was very still interesting to me, because there are certain songs that that have their place. And but anyway, yeah. So I just want to just concentrate on the good side of that. But anyway, so yeah, and that's what we hear. And I do truly do care and love about those traditional songs. And so Ajushinkadehonade Navajo Nation, what oh Ajah Navah Bahunsen, what oi? Chases and needles, she at a call even Nadi Fuency with the Haggy. Joey Pan, it's like in Lin Hanoi, Bansi Kisle, Arabaye Kisle. A call the car the more is led out at the hotel. Edison Winika. The Navajo Nation Election Administration, I don't know. He's a whole net all quagga, not he, kid, what all. Did a referendum of the Yibanico. A call on here. Are there guys enough fine? So, Patao Joey, what do I do? Hate Oiban, so case. But it are a knee, lay not so sad. Referendum with yell for Kai, that should jar you high. Sad. Joey was a gunny, I should go eat at the hotel. But yeah. Are all the creation day not car. Ako dijo ni hinkezad e ajo ko neko ajo hot o banikin ko ajo hot o ne ki do jo lakani di tagi ede a jo de khuil na so det a ni et ego ne da so hot o isad sa che ne ikin da halme jo hot o Again, Mr. Woody kind of yeah, yeah, need to hold in the air, yeah. But time with Oiban, did a referendum, or yeah, is he hate or a yisa? I yisa barna had in it, then they sneeze a lie. So, Adigi. Kroi are hit o e ban si ke sto a jora tin tin da hne jo i de shne e ta a ko e are hit o e sari gi ar ne ke che go hot o ye ni che ha to zi ye ni che ha to zi a ko e de ni na kro ne bel khan ne gi So evening that it all accord. Is it a need to the zona kin? When it had all never had no. So had all angel on it. So evening that it is sneaker. پایگشان شوته شو ده ندان نیگو ده ندی آده رفرندم یان داد اون اصفه الله جا خنگی تو ای فلوئنسی ولی یا ای فلوئنسی فلوئنسی رفرندم ولی یا ده نیچه آرون از فوس او دو بگی داشت اکو ایرا جدان جو رفرن فلوئنسی و جنیگو ای دیده ده نبزار جو بگی دیتی تو نه اش خود چیز نه دو نبزار ایدو خوشن کاردون دی سیگو اخود او نبز خود چیز نه کامرسیشن هنه چان ده خاره ده اچه نوش کاسو ده ایرو ده شیره و تیل گلوشو این لیل کدان ده ده اینسه چون نلنده ایود او ای بی کاشی ده هنی تخا شیر ده هنی تخا بسخنا ده این لیل شیر ده اینسون لی اتاه ایس آجگو آجگو ایدو ای شیر سیلن دل گلوشن ده این اکون ده این تینه شیر سن ده دی گلو این دیشین ده اکو این لی خارش این اولی میسی باشده ای آرسا هم این آرسا ای آرسا ویره داشتی ده نانال تروشل آرو ایرو داشتی ده ایچیاس اکو اید نه آرنگی یاد ای یاد ای تا دار لی هاشی آرو دنه دو کنیدن کی نبا کار نه آدم دا ایستان آرود نه کی لحظ نه and they seem to catch up on everything on the what's going on in the community what's going on with so and so you catch up on politics دا تهگی اتا ای نیلا ایرو دا چپل هاوس آرون دی خار دا نادن دا تا نوت اور نه تا حل نه چوین ات اد نک اچ گو کرو د نه هتوت سی آرو آن دو نو ور نه تار بس تای لو نه کی دو تین آن تو چ ها دو سی او هتو اصلا اصلا د نه گو هتو ساری یه چیز تیگی بگیدی تیم تو دو آتی تو چیز نو چوی خود دو آریم سنچه کروس زین نه و هو فلونسی و لیاد نگه چه یه چیز تیگی و نگه چه نبل خود چیز نو آرو دو آره نه این دایی دل کیده دار نگه چه خود دو ساده چه نجی آهو دو 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 آریم سنچه فلونسی اکو دیده چه این دیده چه دانی خود او را چه بدین نشه خود او نیشی کنن او را چه دی ادای دی نش جولای 21 کنن اکو جا خود این ده که اگه شه سزن دو دید آشه باون سنی نبزار هشین تو ای خود او ای شهر لانش نلند ای خود او ای یه نش یه نش نیز تان چو ای بین نش خود او ای سنه Navajo language is on Nebazad, is on Sihoto, the Yelki. We have a Stado, Behun Sindo, ADC, the Hoto, the Yashki. So ADG, Aoshna, fluency, the Yay. A cohort, you see, are that means also cut a politics. Politics. The Quagga in the Washington are for the whole Sunday because, oh, don't they chapter house and joy with all. Dida, being he, his aunt, being a hot, rules and regulations and codes and laws. Joy with all. A, not hot, well, yay, joy with that. اکو ای بینی نچه اتو با یل کیگی با نیت این آرو pini na chu hot on ne ki jin dai di che to an dai ne ar hu stang hotel je sto e ajin da an ne shi gi ni washington na ni shi gi aron hi chapter house na na ni shi gi to a di ki arti ne politics to a de bi hi hit zogo e ai sit anan ai le kwa ge to hot sa ka a di shi hot on ki ho a the politics the evil in na ADC the con kizar he joy fluency with no it na yan da tikat joy in na 24 July 21st name with all that he me so when you put it in the context and take it out of politics really what do we mean by fluency? Is it something that should be, that we're really voting on because of a candidate that we like? Or should we really be looking at this thing from the standpoint of culture? Because culture goes beyond politics. Deep as a gun to be catchable. This government, don't see Washington has lead or hold low. I call Abin in Natchadat, Dida, Ida Godat, Dida, or Nick Essen, the Nahalo. The Nagagan at me tingle. Dida, Nihizadigi, A, digi dat, a nito na kin lingo hot o, a jo hot o, iba nit nido lito dat, a pa nit ina, se hot a. A ko na reide hot o, she hot o, bigi dish tinko. D quagge, D referendum will yell, cut hot o, a 21st, July 21st, ne hot o, da I nito lito, niligi. A ko, na reide shishanne, shishonne. Dida, the net band that you nishigi, a to the da anni. Dida, our own way of voting, the net dinhinan da do le hanninigi. A digi, quagge, di anni, the referendum, at that you nishigi. A hut o. Our choice. Our choices and our freedom to elect our leaders. Ani sikodo da I nisigi. Aid nkhana liedo le. Anda I nisigi. No. E hut orne. Are. Yindi sot na hano. E hut orne sa hane. Ko. Kaje e. Fluency. Na hane. But really, what my question is, and what should be your question, is that is this really about, it sounds to me like the referendum is about the advocacy for being fluent in the Navajo language. Well, it's really not that, or is it? And I'd like to hear from you. And or is it that we are putting our stamp of approval on the fact that we're going to allow our own interpretation to elect leaders who are not fully fluent in Navajo? Is that the question? Is that the nucleus of this referendum? So there's a lot. There's a lot to think about. But in either case, whether you agree with it or not, you know, I think we should all really look at and study the words on what this exactly this referendum is about. And I heard on the broadcast media down there from Farmington, Gallup, and as well as Window Rock recently when I was down there, I saw, or actually I heard, the broadcasters saying that there's going to be several town halls or chapter meetings or forums that were going to be held throughout the Navajo Nation talking about this referendum. And, you know, I wish I, you know, was able to attend them. I don't know how many of you have heard that there's these discussions going on. Because in those, I would love to hear what each and every one of those people's interpretation of this referendum is. So that's going on, and I hope they continue to talk about that. I was also, I got online and looked at the some of the local papers that we get on the Navajo Nation, and very little was written about the referendum. These are some of the main issues that should be on the headlines of all of our news, should be the lead story in our broadcast. And that is that this is something that is so crucial to me. You know, is it something that is, should, our language is so sacred, according to my understanding, and that we should be very conscientious as to how and what that's going to require us to preserve it or to you know, kind of loosen up the requirements. But it really is the essence of this central thing, that the essence, the middle part of this referendum is really about, in my opinion, is about the preservation of our language. And we should be discussing the referendum in terms of that. Let's take it out of the politics and look at it in terms of culturally, beyond the politics, beyond the candidates, and think that, you know what, should we do everything we can to preserve and to strengthen our Navajo language? That should be the question. Well, that's at least my question. And is it your question? Or do we say it's okay? Well, you know, let's change the language requirement for us to allow affluent or non-fluent Navajos to serve in the leadership capacity. So some serious issues here, ladies and gentlemen. Ako, why are the interpreters and the people who are in charge of this whole thing bringing this message to us from the standpoint that they are, that this is about the right to choose? Well, I don't know. All I know is this, is that just by the mere fact that we vote, we have that right. By casting a vote, whether we have a referendum that says one thing or the other. This referendum doesn't give me any more further rights, so to speak, any more additional rights than what I have, by just the mere fact that I'm going to cast a vote for somebody. And because of that, why is it that the interpreter and the language in Hanalia, no. Of course, she with all to do that word per word with all they saw these saw you to do with all the unnecessary with all a Jojo out of all they would echo at you know at all never in Chicago. She saw it all a sorry. A with all a Benashnet or Beninashanidish Kitler. According to the Dan, Nigunet or Sistigate, Ayud, Ashatnakin. Ako Abininatrigoid, Dan, he Washington, Ashla $315,000. Early voting, though, absentee, the she I see on this. A culture, question is it's about a week and about 4 days left. And I think it's epic. I think it's precedented. I think it's something that we're all going to look at. And so, what's your thoughts? You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and the telephone lines are open, and there's a lot of people that are listening right now. The ones that called in and but don't want to say anything and just called in just to listen. So, or just one of them. There's not any priority, or you can bring your own topic into this discussion tonight. The third item that I listed online on Facebook was the grazing permit, because I keep seeing that on the Navajo Politics on the Navajo Nation Facebook page, that there's people who are seems to me are opposed to the current setup of our grazing permit. Nick Echigoe I snow a the Bebenal sauce a call Joe a digi nal sauce. Border town, Jaja, the Horn, Nanigi, Albuquerque, Salt Lake City, Utah, wherever you are. So I go to all one, so okay, so a day, ni, ko. It's a Ghana, the bay his ani, all the Ghana be the old bay or in sea. It's a Ghana, HOA, land ownership. I call Abilene Natchadas, the Aragon, he added Hadadok, Adida Sabinina, Adida Sabinina, what oe, no, I call deed our Navajo nation on him here, and hit the net and on a raid arch, Kita, you need not to get a hit the needle, you need not to hold all the non glossy, who a kaya, he cried with all in dark craggy. So Ada, Hatisha Benina, or is art and Hanlon? Ada and me could all land ownership at Nida to the army. a ko ti hut o betl sa khan na ne lo kha ji gi grazing permit gi jo e is o lia dan ne sa de kru shi a ko e se ebin na hut o e di ke ya hut on hite ki dan ne a ro di ho wan de shi a ji do on de shi ne dan ne gi a so ro kha yu a ko nas ko hote shi jo e chi de inal tlo shi ke hollo akho e ada anni kho age chende ho en na nande shunal de ko en na nande no kho e e ni keta ya e bin na ko e da shi ho wan de shli e bin in na shun so e ko e so de ta hollo do de shli hollo no akho ti 1 acre na hollo e to e de ta e ke ya ho to e home site lease on yo to e tan khada hitet a ko home site lease on yedo grazing permit ye hot ot a shanan de na halle and both of those have different interpretations and so people talk about that and it gets rather confusing so that's one thing that I will continue to talk about. We have about 45 minutes left in the show. You listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and we will continue to talk about that, and I'd like to hear from you. And so first that I listed is the new administration in Window Rock, and that is the Begay Nez administration. What's your thoughts on that? How are they doing? And it doesn't have to be just the president's office. Let's talk about the government. Are they performing to our expectation? I know it's a little earlier than the 100 days mark, but, you know, are they making the right selection for the different offices? Or are we just basically going back into what's been in the past? Because, you know, it's... this is supposed to be a new time and a new era. So now, and what else is on your mind? The other one is the referendum legislation, or their fluency referendum legislation that's coming out that we're going to be voting on July 21st. That's one of the other topics. And the other topic is the grazing permit. There seems to be quite a clash between the animal livestock owners and the non livestock owners, and because some of them just want a home site lease and they want to go back, and so you know, what's your thoughts on that? And so that's where we're at. And plus, you know, give me a call. Whatever it is that's on your mind, you know, please identify yourself, give us your name, and where you're calling from. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. This is Cal Nez, and we'll be right back, and stay with us.
Hey!
I am your host, and we talk about politics. And so I welcome each and every one of you who are listening in. Thank you very much. And we will hear one more song. Stay with us, folks. Every Sunday night, or 7 o'clock, or not, the Navajo Nation politics for Yao, or Bandit, or Navigia Del Tisa, or the Queen Machine Shaved or Bansas case, or not, or Nisa, no, Koro, the Internet Radio for Yao. The new president, Russell Begay, our vice president, Jonathan Nez, Joy Ajis, Nedahnez, Kero, Ado Johan Sla, Ako, A. Ada, O. Ivan, Sokis, Joy, the Navy Division Directors, the No, O. Laj Nahaz, Ako, A. Rigi Joy, Sla, A. Joy, Hot O. Bikita Hotin, Ne, appointing Star Yao, Ne, Hot O. A. Aja, Katna, Koi, Katis, Holjishi, आज भी किधर होते हैं नी के खेतों ही 500 केस तो दान नी नगेरे कैंपेन भी ये दाल थिए तो दान नी रात वो तो नखाता अलिया आरो दात वो तो ही न दात नखाता हुई आ खेतों ही 500 केस तो उस दिन दांसने अको आरो तो तो ये आये वाय प्रेसिडेंट ऑफिस दें तो नगेरे काउंसिल डेलीगेट बेच पाता सं अनबायो Aha, 8 3 4 7 9 8 9 0 0 4 8 Aro hne sto ti te 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 na sto no sto ne aro jo di na kloshi han foi foi aj na rat od ne sto i hai foi ti de one a de shisi ze ne gi ro ne dan se te chine da a na shade a jo to e one de shisi ne ne gi jo e a ko. How much of that does it overlap in some of the things that we ought to be talking about? And these go back beyond the boundaries of what the United States government has given us. And should we be looking at our the way that our land is set up and work within those frameworks so that it is functional and that we work with one another? And so these are some of the very serious questions, especially when you go into the Eastern Navajo Agency. There's a lot of topic with Eastern Navajo, the checkerboard area. So land ownership for the I thought land ownership not of a lot of the I just a call a digi so you nan an alone na khane yi a conle western agency I just get hat any a saw na na ten halan ta ja hat in I just ni ge ju di na ni tle Arota ni kero ni mado ni cheira da te masan da i to i to i arwa i an ni ke ya e arwa a ke da hat in de hot o do na kin li go hot o i ne sta ho zin do i ke hi di ni ni jo hot o sa da shi je i ke da e de lan ni a ke go hot o cho i bin ni na cho go we have the right to go back and ask and see what part of the land that we should have, and so we got to be conscientious of whatever we ask for, either is in the form of a grazing permit or a home site lease, because both of those, yeah, of course they work hand in hand, but what rights do they have? And then if you don't agree with the grazing permit, then what's the other alternative? So these are some of the things that you should be looking at and talking about. So what's your thoughts and any other topics you want to bring about? My name is Cal Nez and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. on the air right now, and the internet radio program allows us to broadcast over the internet and to be able to talk about the several different topics that's on the Navajo Nation that's affecting us, and especially the most urgent one, in my opinion, is the upcoming referendum. And that's obviously going to affect the future of the Navajo Nation. What's your thoughts on it? And I welcome all those listeners that are on the air with us right now. I thank you. And so, you know, there's a lot of people listening who are also saying to me that, hey, I'm just calling in to listen. So I hope that someday in the future that you'll be able to call in and say, hey, Cal Nez, I want to say something here, and this is what I think, and my recommendations, and all of this, because the more that we teach and the more that we talk about it, we know exactly where our government should go, because the leadership of the Navajo Nation, yes, do they listen to the program? They do listen to the program. I know that absolutely. So it's a very vital thing, and so I encourage you to call in. I am thankful for those listeners that are listening in right now online as well. So, there was also issues that were that I heard on the news media that the what happened to the $554 million that was from the settlement with the Navajo Nation, for the Navajo Nation, and there were tremendous talk during the campaign about this, and so. What is the new administration going to do with this $554 million? And I don't remember during the campaign any specific during all the forums where the current president, Russell Begay, had engaged on what his goals and agendas were on the I went to all the forums, and some of the times I sat next to him, and I don't remember what his position on was it, and be nice to, to hear. And I am also still trying to get the Begay administration, a representative or spokesperson, or actually the president himself, Russell Begay, to come on air. So he's a council delegate. He's a call all the time. So if any of you have any information as to how I've left messages at the president's office, but I haven't heard back from them. So it'd be nice to kind of, touch bases and get a weekly update from them. I haven't seen a press release sent to me. I am getting them from both the judicial and the legislative side, but I do appreciate them sending those to me. But, we are talking about Navajo politics. So what's your thoughts? What's your ideas? You're welcome to call in and say your piece. We have about 26 minutes left. Stay with us.
Yeah.
that, hey, Klaus, and so this is Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Well, you know, we have about 24 minutes left, and please know that the telephone lines are open right now, and for those that want to call in and share your thoughts and your ideas on this, these topics that I've outlined on the Facebook Navajo Politics on the Navajo Nation. I call Renly Forest Lake that I saw not lagi. I don't stand and he did a house net. God, Alani, I know a lot of you have an opinion. So, based on that, you know, what is it that you think should be happening on this referendum? And the you know, and any other topics. But, you know, since nobody wants to talk or ask questions, I do thank you for listening in. You know, I think there's, you know, there is situations in all of these that we have that all have a very positive and a very good, they have very good benefits. I'm talking about the new administration, the fluency referendum, and grazing permits, and other topics that I'm sure that you know people can bring up. And, you know, but all in all, if we look at this, if you look at the Navajo Nation and the government itself and really how significant the land base is, and looking at it from the land base and the number of enrolled members, and you look at it in the context of a state or a country, and the framework of how our nation, our Navajo Nation, is set up, and then you look at it from the outside on a global perspective, you know, the priorities tend to shift. And whether you're talking about budgets, whether you're talking about leadership or the structure of our government or the verbiage, the actual language that's on our laws. And each of these, there are certain merits that we ought to be looking at. Now, if you look at the Begay Nez administration, you know, I think the Navajo Nation government, you know, it is a very, very new government, really. This, the way the United States government is set up, is something that's been adopted from their forefathers, so to speak, over from England. But it morphed over to and added more, and it's kind of the newer, newer reinvented version of the government that was existing over in Europe. And so, and different cultures and different people came together, and really they needed to create their independence. And so because of that, there's a law with the United States. But the way that our government is set up is a three-branch government. And so many presidents and even the speaker, and the way the Navajo Nation Council was set up, it is a they transition from a certain point. But all in all, no matter how we're set up as a nation, it really is a government that is really foreign to us. But nonetheless, if you look at the history of our nation beyond just what happened or what's happening right now or what happened from the time that Huelde Aren't they doing us data? Aren't they all kitchen? Hey, that is me. If you look at it from the standpoint that you look beyond, so I'm trying to create a picture for you that if you look at this, okay, we can look at our nation and look at the how big the land base is within the state of Arizona or Utah or both states. You know, our land base is really quite small. It's really smaller than a lot of the counties that are out there. But it's equal to a lot of the states in the back east or even bigger. So what is it that are we comfortable with, and are is the new administration and the past administration? You know, there's been a lot of people who've said, you know what, no way, I want to change this. There's one candidate in particular that when he got up there and he basically criticized the current form of how our government is set up. I do agree with him the fact that it is a foreign concept to us. But to be able to undo all of those years and all of the people who've put their, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, in a lot of cases, their lives. Are we going to take a step back and go back to what we were? Not only that, is that what is it that we were? Because I know back then, before the Blagana came here, our way of life, our leadership wasn't just one president, chairman, chief, whatever it was. There was numbers of them that represented different areas, either through clan or area or groupings. And they all came together and shared their responsibility equally. And but really what united them was the language and our tradition. Otherwise, everybody kind of wandered back and did their own personal thing. So when there was a ceremony done, everybody came together. And if there was a meeting, all the leadership came together and people talked. Now, is that what we're doing today, or are we just sitting here trying to find all the negatives in each of the candidates or the people that are running, or what's wrong with our government? You can look at it both ways, and that's what I've said all along. To be able to undo all of that, is that the right thing to do? But then again, I take you back to what I said earlier, and that is that we look at this life or our current system of government, and we can begin to look at it and say, what is wrong with it, as opposed to what is possible? Kind of that half glass, half empty and half full scenario. You know, now when we look at the new administration, do they fully understand the entire history of why that certain laws were established? And because of these laws, they were established that we can go in there and add to it to improve it. And therefore, when they were campaigning, when they were standing there in front of the audience at chapter meetings or forums or wherever they were campaigning at, they stood on a certain concept. Now, does it address what's happened in the past, and how are they going to take that and move forward beyond just going in there and saying, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to support that person because this person I will get a job with them. See, that's how some of the people of today do their politicking, is that they only want a job. And all of the conceptual aspect of their responsibility to be an elected person is really you become a public servant. You are no longer running your own as a business. You are now a CEO of a large corporation, so to speak, where you're looking at the welfare of how your company is going to succeed and then you take it, and your employees, which is your literally your employees, and who the benefiters of what your service and products that you produce. And I think it's going to be important that why did I bring, and we're going to talk about this. And this is not going to be the last time we're going to be talking about whether it's the Biden administration or in the next election cycle, whoever the new president is, or maybe this president might get reelected. But all through this entire process, we should be talking about it. We should be addressing and engaging in discussion, and the doors should be open to us in Window Rock. So why did I bring these up? It's to say, hey, you know what? Are we satisfied? You know, whether we voted for them or voted against them, the here and now is that they're in the office and maybe your candidate's not. But in whatever scenario, we ought to be concerned about our government and how that whoever is elected in there will be able to understand what our economic situation is in our various areas. And it doesn't necessarily have to just be on the reservation. What about the people who are off the reservation? Now, there's all sorts of wonderful concept and possibility that the Navajo Nation has at their disposal. And they can certainly go in there and take those concepts and make it so it's beneficial for the future and self-sufficiency and self-reliance of the Navajo people and the Navajo Nation. And so that's why I keep saying, which is going to take me back to my original question. And that is the current administration hiring people that are going to carry this philosophy forward? Yes, you can be educated all you want to be. Maybe you can have the understanding and experience all of the politics and of the past. But really, in reality, the here and now is that we are still about maybe 20 years behind in our government and our economic status, if you look at it from the global standpoint. So that's why I'm saying when our leaders, you know, it goes beyond politics. This is not an employment. The Navajo Nation, either through elected or appointment, should not be an employment service. It should be where they become a public servant for the betterment of the Navajo people and the nation. And so now that's why I say that we ought to be looking at the people who are going to be the gatekeepers. And I will continue to say that. The president and the vice president is only going to be as good as the division directors. You know, they can say all they want to at a campaign, but how these division directors are going to act in their capacities is really going to dictate how they've taken their political platform and initiated amongst the people on the Navajo Nation and off the Navajo Nation. And so I'm quite anxious to find out who is going to be the division director at the Division of Economic Development. Because in my opinion, if I was the president, I certainly would put every dollar I can imagine on spending and getting somebody who totally understands and is a business owner. So, you know, it's going to be a very, very interesting thing as we move forward and see where they're at. You know, yes, certainly I'm going to be counting the days in terms of how many days they've been in office and what they've accomplished. And shouldn't they have had by now all their appointments filled, and how many more they got to go, and who's on the board? And so these are some of the questions. Would have been nice to hear from you so you can share with us what your thoughts and whether that represents or whether that matters anymore. Hey, by the way, you know, there's a president there, so now we can go on with our business and let the government run itself, and we don't know what's going on in Washington or in Window Rock, Arizona, and we're just going to do our thing here in Phoenix, Arizona, or Los Angeles, California, or Seattle, Washington, wherever we may be. No, I don't think so. That's not how it should be. No matter where you're at. If you're Navajo, you have a clan, you have a census number, and I hope that you're maybe registered with the Navajo Nation Office of Election, and that gives you all that right to talk about the government. So, we'll get back into the other part of our discussions, and I'll give you my thoughts and hopefully something for you to think about as you move forward. Next topic we'll be talking about is the referendum. We have about 8 minutes, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez. We'll finish up with the referendum. First of all, I kind of established this whole thing with the previous topic, and that is the administration and the history of the I'm not going to give you every detail, but the overall concept about the how our current form of government is and what we're trying to get to. And the understanding of that, you can either look at from within and stay within, or you can look at it from the standpoint of how that we can reach out and look beyond the borders and beyond the politics of the Navajo Nation, but now moving over to the same mindset, and that is that as we talk about our Navajo Nation government and the three branches, how do we get our office or our president into that office, as well as our council delegates. And these two forms of government are the one that established the third arm, and that is the appointment of the Chief Justice. And then it's recommended by the president, sent over to the council. The council votes on it and approved. So then, of course, then we have a three-branch government working with one another. So here's my point, is that whether or not whoever serves in that capacity, to be able to get in those capacities, what do we as the Navajo people really think about our language in reference to those three positions: President, Speaker, and Chief Justice. They are the way the government's set up. I'm not saying I agree with it or not. I'm just saying the way it's set up is that those are the three heads that really lead how the Navajo Nation operates. And really, the people who live off the Navajo Nation do get affected by that. So when you're talking about this thing, when you're voting, going to the polls on July 21st of this month, about a week and a half away, what we ought to have in mind is that, is it really about politics? Is this referendum really saying, because some people are saying, well, you know what, this gives us more right to be able to say who should serve. And if this, they must speak Navajo and understand, or must speak and understand Navajo and the English language. Okay? What does that mean to us? But when you look at this thing, your question should be is that why isn't the word fluent or fluently in the new legislation, but we're calling it the fluency referendum. And so the last several shows, I've said this again for all those that are new listening to us, it really is not about the affirmation of fluency or support of somebody being fluent, but it's really about approving somebody who's not fluent. So are you for that or against that? So there's a mix of information that are being shared to us. So we got to figure that one out. And I'm not comfortable with the way that the Navajo Nation are now, or the Navajo people and people who are in position to translate these words for us, how that they're presenting that. Because I don't think there's the word right or it's not even written in there. It's just in somebody's interpretation. So should they do in their own interpretation and putting words in there to imply that this is really about this saving our language, or is it about loosening up the capacity for our leaders in those three branches that I presented? They seem to be, should they be examples of the of our people, which is they perform and they have the ability to understand the Navajo culture and from the traditional standpoint, song, ceremony, including language, to be able to speak back and forth in a daily conversation with anybody. Now, that's how it should be. But now politics has crept in there, and now we're politicizing our language. Now, it really goes beyond politics. I'm not too I'm worried about the fact that we are now trying to define what our language is under the context of politics. We know exactly why that this referendum was written. So you ought to be thinking about this thing and why and really what it is for the future of our language. That's where the question is. Are you for change, that we loosen up our requirement for our leaders? Or should it go the other way around? Should this referendum be about, well, if the president's office is required, then why not have it so that the council delegates and the speaker and the chief justices and everybody who's employed in Navajo Nation are fluent? So these are some of the questions. Or should this be the leadership? Now, so this is Cal Nez, and I appreciate you listening. And we'll be talking about this again here very soon. Yozi Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and thank you very much for listening in. We'll talk to you very soon.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.